Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 12th of September, recording at 9:15 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, first the highlights. The big one was Japan gapping upwards here today following the election landslide victor of Junichiro Koizumi. Government bonds weak, particularly the euro bunds today. In currencies, dollar showing a good rally in here today. Elsewhere, oil prices, a little bit further slippage. Precious metals held up despite the pretty much unchanged, despite the strength of the US dollar. And that's pretty much it. Okay, let's go back to the global stock markets. All the uptrends, well, not all. I've looked through all of the stock market indices that we actually show, but all the important ones are still in overall upward trends, and a lot of the emerging market hot top performers are still in overall upward trends, and these trends keep reaffirming. So, however cautious one might be about late in the cycle and so on, or concerned about oil prices, this is this rally is still alive and well. I suspect it's long in the tooth, but that's a guess. More importantly, until we see some real inconsistencies, and most importantly, until we see some critical support levels taken out, I'd continue to back the upside, as I've been saying for some time. Now, what else in here? As far as Japan's concerned, well, I've written about that today, so I'll leave it to those comments. Except just to add that I like Japan at these levels, and I'll like it even more if we get a pullback to somewhat below this point. In the current ebullient mood in which we find stock markets, Japan's very much to move, much more likely to move higher than lower in the very short term. In terms of government bonds, well, I felt that the sector was overrated and has looked ropey for a while, and we've seen further clear slippage in here. This move on the euro bunds, I'm just going to put that chart up because I haven't seen all of this move in here myself today. And having just seen it, I could have put this up on the interesting developments and will tomorrow. But they fell 0.69 in here to 122.87. That's a downward dynamic and raising the possibility of an upside failure, although that hasn't been but that hasn't been confirmed yet. But interesting and looks a bit vulnerable. All the other bond markets are soft in here. The US Treasury is down 20, 21 ticks. I should say 20 to 21, 30 seconds. In currencies, well, we've had a pretty strong dollar rally here today. That surprised me a bit and disappointed me a bit. 122.82 is the current euro dollar rate. That's down 128 ticks for the euro. And in terms of dollar yen, the dollar is quite strong against the yen, up 66 ticks at 110.34. Aussie, which I still hold, that's down 60 ticks in here to 76.90. So quite a shakeout in here today. The dollar index is coming up into resistance. It hasn't broken this ranging sort of medium-term downward trend that it's been in. But as fate would have it, just when people were starting to talk about and putting out reports about the dollar moving lower, a number of institutional reports, I'll post one tomorrow, we see the dollar suddenly rebound. Contrarians will not miss that point. Now, contrarian thinkers, that is. Precious metals, why did they hold up so well in here? Gold's currently trading after hours, 449.65. It's up half a dollar. Don't know the answer to that, except maybe they don't believe the US dollar rally. And maybe there's been a little bit of a loosening in terms of that relationship. I don't think it would last, however, if the dollar were to continue upwards, which would surprise me even further, then I'm sure that would begin to weigh on precious metals before too long. But it's not doing so today. And silver, 707 and a half here in after hours trading, that's up a bit. And platinum, well, couldn't hold the earlier highs in the day, but 915.9, that's a steady performance overall. Oil prices still drifting downwards, 63.06 in after hours trading. Here's a disappointment for me, and I fear some of you, cocoa, that took another hit in here today, falling back to 8.53, down 23 pounds on the sterling price. And I haven't looked at industrial metals that much today, but some pretty good gains in here. Tin's the one exception, although US copper is down a little bit. The UK copper had quite a good day, up about $60. And that's pretty much it, folks. So I'll just say all the best to all of you.